I hope you're having a good October 31st. I'm Patrick Cooley, pastor of Northport First United Methodist. As he was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you ever read what David did when he was in need and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of offering that only the priests could lawfully eat, and shared it with his companions?" Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for humans, not humans for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." In chapter 19, Job vocalizes to his friends his need for rest. Rest from his pursuer, that would be God. Rest from his pain and torment, from his isolation and estrangement, and, yes, rest even from his friends. "How long will you inflict my spirit and grind me down with words?" he asks at the very beginning of his speech. Have you ever been given or received something that was meant to be helpful, only to find that it actually made things worse? If you recall, on Thursday's podcast, we looked at hopelessness and its effect on our choices and actions. And here in chapter 19, since Job sees no relief in this life, he longs to just be done with it. There's no use in even trying. In funerary rites across the vast range of denominations and traditions, mourners have for millennia heard these five words or variations thereof. They rest from their labors. It is the comforting thought that after the hard work of living, that the faithful will enter into the peace of God's presence. I grew up visiting quite a few churches, traveling with my dad's Southern Gospel Quartet. And one of the things that I would do during their set, since I had heard it many times, is thumb through the hymnals in the pews. You can learn a lot about what a church believes by what it sings. During this long-term, highly unscientific study, I usually discovered page after page of songs of longing. Not longing for lost love or for the return of a sweetheart, but a longing for rest, for a time when we may shake off this earthly coil and all of the suffering that it entails. It's a longing to be with lost friends and family, to be in a place of peace and not war, a place of comfort and not strife. Sometimes you just want to go to. It's a longing for Sabbath rest. Job says, "As for me, I know that my Vindicator lives, and that he will at last stand forth upon the dust. This will happen when my skin has been stripped off, and from my flesh I will see God. I will see for myself, my own eyes, not another's, will behold him. My inmost being is consumed with longing." But when we consider Jesus' final words to the Pharisees in our reading from Mark, is this rest something that we have to wait to receive, or is it something that is available to us now? The Sabbath is made for humans, not humans for the Sabbath. Notice that Mark tells us that the disciples aren't just on a meandering weekend stroll. Nor are they merely hungry. They are actually in the process of making a path, and more specifically, a path for and with Jesus. "They can't do that," the Pharisees declare. Jesus' response, in typical fashion, is something that they can't really oppose, if they're being honest. He says, essentially, "When David was in the midst of God's unfolding will, and was having to flee from Saul because of this, he and his companions actually ate the holy bread reserved for priests. I assume you realize that God didn't strike David dead? There's a saying that is applied almost exclusively to a person's occupation. Do what you love, and you'll never work a day in your life. But what if this is not just about a job, but has a much larger implication and a far deeper meaning? The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. Sabbath rest is not something that is to be achieved. Rest from one's labors is not an objective or a goal. The Son of Man is the purpose of Sabbath. The Son of Man is over and through the Sabbath. The Son of Man is the Sabbath. Because what is done for and with Christ is not labor. Toward the end of Job, we learn from Elihu that Job is at fault because he's making all of this about himself. Even the bulk of chapter 19 can be summed up as, "Woe is me." Or, as Patrick Stewart says in a current commercial on television, "Do you want some cheese with your wine?" If we accept what Paul says to the Athenians on Mars Hill in Acts 17 to be true, "For in God we live and move and have our being," then why can't our rest, our Sabbath, be found in every moment of our lives, no matter what we are or aren't doing, since Christ, who is our Sabbath, resides with us as we respond in faith? Let us pray. We thank you, God, that you have allowed your hope to shine upon our hearts so that even in the midst of darkness, we can look and seek and find your light. That your rest, the rest that you offer us, is not a rest that's over the horizon, but a rest that we can experience each and every moment as we submit our lives to you, as we answer the call that you have placed upon our hearts. That even in the midst of storms, even in the midst of shipwrecks, and in beatings and in persecutions, in all of the things that may happen to us in this world, as we respond to you, that through those things, your glorious kingdom is made more and more real, not just for us, but for all of the lives that we touch. Help us remember this the next time we begin to slip into despair. Help us remember this the next time we just want it all to be over. Help us to remember that it is through us that you are making your kingdom known, that we are your appeal to a hurting world, an appeal that says, don't just tread water until, but an appeal that says, come out of the water, walk with me as we both walk with Christ along a path that leads to life. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I'm Patrick Cooley, pastor of Northport First United Methodist Church, and it has been a privilege to be with you over the course of this past week. Blessings and goodbye for now.